Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. Thursday night football, the Patriots' home opener here at Gillette Stadium against one of their division rivals, the New York Jets. It just doesn't get better than this, does it?
You know, it's a fun way to start the season, Jackie. A rivalry game. It's the first home game of the season, as you mentioned. There's a lot going on tonight. The team will be honoring Gil Santos and Teddy Bruschi, right. Their Hall of Fame inductees. Also be recognizing marathon victims. It's going to be quite a night here, and, the Patriots, the Jets, they both won their first games. They're both 1-0.
Right.
A very early season game among two teams that are, quote, undefeated right now.
Right.
It's a good night.
Well, it's maybe a little early to say undefeated. We'll see. We'll see how it goes tonight. Well, let's talk about some players that we're going to have our eye on. I will kick things off, starting with Stephen Ridley. I tell you what, I'm expecting a lot out of Stephen Ridley tonight, especially with the absence of Shane Vereen, who really is a dual threat as a receiver and a running back. But Ridley, in the doghouse last week, I'm looking for him to put up some big numbers. Now, this is going to be a tough Jets defensive front. They've got a really solid front, so it'll be interesting to see how that goes. My eyes are on Stephen Ridley.
Well, I'll tell you what, sticking with the offense, I think in the passing game, this is going to be fascinating to see who Tom Brady trusts in crunch time. Last week, we saw Danny Amendola, Julian Edelman, Shane Vereen were the big three that he really went to when he needed to in the fourth quarter. We're probably not going to see Danny Amendola. We know we're not going to see Shane Vereen. It comes down to Julian Edelman and who among the inexperienced guys can he go to. Aaron Dobson is the guy I think really needs to step up. He was inactive last week, on the injury report again this week. We don't know quite yet. We should know soon if he's going to play. I think this is a big night for him to hopefully be active, get in the game, become one of Brady's trusted guys as quickly as possible, a second-round pick. Now, the other young guys like Josh Boyce,
right.
Kembrell Tompkins, they'll be in the mix too, but I'd really like to see Aaron Dobson play, be competitive, and be one of Brady's go-to guys.
I would agree with that. So we're all offense tonight. That's how we're going to go with it.
It's fascinating because both of these teams are missing a lot of key guys. There isn't a whole lot of offensive firepower among players who are expected to play. Will be fascinating.
All right. Well, we will have plenty of post-game coverage, and even though this is a Thursday night game, we'll have plenty for you on Friday and throughout the weekend as well. So be sure to stay tuned right here on Patriots.com. But that will wrap it up for Brian and myself. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.